I've seen a man or men that come to me and they were very successful businessmen. I mean, they had companies, they had money, they had trucks, they had cars, they had airplanes, you name it, they had it. And then all of a sudden, their wife got into an unforgiveness towards somebody. Now then, when the Lord looks at a man and a woman, when they get married, how many do they become?
One.
So either he gets an unforgiveness towards somebody or she gets an unforgiveness towards someone. And then all of a sudden, his financial empire. What did he say? And all that he had and payment to be made. So now then all of a sudden his company starts having financial difficulties. He can't make it. Men start stealing from him. Men start doing a lousy job where they used to be great company. They're no longer good anymore. They're not doing good work. Doesn't it upset you whenever you have somebody that's working for you that's been a great employee and all of a sudden they could care less about your equipment and they just want to tear up anything? I was down at Home Depot yesterday or day before yesterday and I was going to buy some cement for these posts I was telling you about. And I was going to buy a whole pallet of them, 42 bags on one pallet. I needed 50 sacks. This young man come out there. He run up this forklift up to put it. I said, son, hold it. I said, your forks are not wide enough. They won't go through there. And so he backs up and goes over to another one. Well, they're the same pallet. He starts to get on another one. I say, son, you got to stop and you got to get off and widen the pallets. He pulled up there and he said, oh, it's going to go in that. I said, yeah, it's going in there, but you're right in the middle of the runner over here. He said, no problem. He just hit the gas and it whoosh, and just run right in and just tore that pallet all to pieces. I ran over there and I said, son, it's a good thing you ain't working for me. Because if you was, I'd jerk you off here and beat you within an inch of your life. I said, you have no respect for this company's assets. I said, that's what upsets me about you young people today. I said, you've had everything and you have no respect for nothing. I said, now, son, you either get off that thing right now and you widen them forks or me and you going to go to Fifth City right here. He said, I ain't never seen nobody like you. I said, there ought to be a whole lot of men like me. I said, now get off of there and take a responsibility for what you're supposed to do. Man, he got off and he pulled that thing off and he went. I said, look at all them pieces. Look at all them sacks that the forks have run into and everything. Look at all the stuff that's destroyed. And I said, it's men like you that have done this. Amen. We see that all the time with people, don't we, AA? Amen. It happens all the time. You know, somebody said, boy, you wasn't very Christian. That may be your interpretation. But I'm going to tell you what. I never used a foul word or nothing. I just commended that boy. And I'm going to tell you for sure. That boy will remember this old man. The old man that threatened to jerk him off there and beat him. You know, somebody don't believe God will do these kind of things to you. But let me tell you, I'm going to show you where God does these kind of things. This loving, sweet, fuddy-duddy we think we got in the heavens, hey, he is an awesome God. I mean, and he can cause all kinds of problems. And I'll show you where some of these things happen. But he says, the Lord commanded that he be sold and his wife and his children and all that he had. So who do you think is it that causes people, if you're not obeying, who could put the people in there to work for you that could tear up and destroy your equipment? Who would be working on these people's heart? God. He'll do it. I guarantee he will. But he says here, that servant therefore fell down and worshiped him. Now this is the first thing this man did right. Do you know that when you get in trouble, when you get sick, the best thing you can do is fall on your face and worship Jesus? Do you know that? That is the most important thing you can do is worship the King. He's given you a picture right in his word. What did this man do? He fell down and worshiped him, saying, Lord, Have patience with me, and I will pay you. Now then, is the God we serve a loving, kind, long-suffering, patient God? Oh, yeah, he sure is. And if it wasn't, man, we'd be in trouble. Verse 27 and 28. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion. Now, that's our king. He was moved because he fell and worshiped. See, when you have sickness and disease, if you get your sin repented of and you fall on your knees and worship him, say, Lord, yes, I sinned. I've messed up. I know what my sin was. Maybe it was unforgiveness. But Lord, I've forgiven that person, and I'm asking you to be merciful to me and forgive me, Lord. I love you and I worship you. And when we fall and worship him, he said, then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. Now, that wasn't a little bitty debt, was it? Nearly $3.84 billion is what that computed out. I know that's just front pocket money. Don't you have that much money in your front pocket, girl? Sure, I thought so, just like me. $3.8 billion. I can't even count that high. I know what it says, but that's numbers that just astound me. They're so big. But that same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. Now, that's about $3,000. Little difference, isn't it? Between $3.8 billion and $3,000. And he laid hands on him. What? The guy put his hands around his neck and starts choking him and says, took him by the throat saying, pay me what you owe me. Next verse. And his fellow servants fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Be patient. And he would not, but he went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. He wouldn't forgive the debt. Verse 31, 32. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and they came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after he heard, called him and said, oh, you wicked servant. Now, how would you like for God to call you a wicked servant? I don't want the king to call me a wicked servant, do you? I know what happens to the wicked. I've read too many places in the Word what happens to the wicked. And so he says here, you wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you desired me. In other words, it wasn't a little debt either, was it? A humongous debt. Verse 33 and 34. Shouldest not you also have had compassion on your fellow servant, even as I had pity on you? And his Lord was wroth or angry. Now, you want to tick off the king? I don't want to make him mad. But this boy did. The Lord was mad. He was angry. And he delivered him to the tormentors. Now, who do you think the tormentors are in the spirit world? Yeah. Satan and his host of demons. Now, who delivered him to the devil? God did. Somebody says, wow, God would turn me over to the devil? Oh, yeah. He'll whistle to him and say, devil, come up here and bring a couple of your best hands. I've got one of my children that's not forgiving over here. Send them out and get them. Put cancer on them. Will he do that? Yes, he will. Absolutely, he will. He was angry and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. Now, this boy living, working, and free out there, couldn't pay the debt. He's going to have trouble paying it with the tormentors hung on to him, isn't he? Isn't that something? A devil. A bunch of devils. Let's see what the next verse says. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. So if you do not forgive, if you hold a grudge against anybody, it's not going to be long. You're going to come down with something. You're going to have a pain. You're going to have cancer. You're going to have something. Now then, one of the things we have noticed over the last few years, especially since God brought Cheryl with me to be with me and see all this the last 5 years, we've been together now a little over 5 years. She's really picked up on this, that every time we have a woman that has an unforgiveness toward a woman and she's a family member, she'll always have breast cancer in her left breast. If she has unforgiveness toward a woman that's not a family member, just an acquaintance or a worker or a co-worker or something, and she gets an unforgiveness, she'll have breast cancer in the right breast. It just happens like that every time. Every time. We've seen it hundreds and hundreds of times. But I think the best way to do this is proactively. Since you know the Lord don't like it for you to get into unforgiveness, what would be the thing to do? Hey, that's absolutely right, brother. Walk in love. Do what he said, right? Love your brothers. Love from your heart, like I did. Love, he said. Love, love, love. So don't hate anybody. Don't get into unforgiveness toward nobody. I don't care what they do to you. Love them, right? Amen. No, owe nobody nothing but a debt of love. It says in the book of Wisdom, chapter 11, verse 15, in return for their foolish and wicked thoughts, which led them astray to worship irrational serpents and worthless animals, you, God, sent upon them a multitude of irrational creatures to punish them so that they might learn that one is punished by the very things by which one sins. Isn't that amazing? Here a while back, we was in another city, and a little woman came up. She had three or four little children. And I asked her, I said, what do we need to pray for you for? She said, I have uterus cancer. I said, ma'am, where's your husband? She said, he's in prison. I said, how long has he been in prison? She said, a couple of years. I said, have you been sleeping with another man that's not your husband? Yes, I've been having sex with a friend. I said, ma'am, do you not know that's sin? Well, she said, I guess I know it's sin, but I didn't think it would hurt anything. I said, it won't do anything but kill you and leave all these babies without a mother. That's what it'll do. I said, your uterus cancer is because you've been sinning with your female organs. That's why you're attacked in your uterus. Isn't that amazing? That whatever you sin with, that's just like when Cheryl and I went, I was asked to come up to the north, northeast. There was a young man up there about 40 years old. He had, a cancer behind his eye.
We're going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Leave a Jesus Trail, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.